We are on Daf Memheyem at Beis, five lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Pope, Afilu Laman de Yomar Ein Matbeye Nasa Chalipin. We hear the Machlikis Rav and Levi if Matbeye is Nasa Chalipin. So a Papa said, "Afilu leman de yomar ein matbeya nasa chalipin, me'eved hu deloyoged chalipin. You can't use a matbeya to make kinyan chalipin with. Aknuye mikne bechalipin. But if you'll make chalipin with a suda, you could be makne matbeyas through kinyan chalipin." That means the whole psul of matbeya is only, it is possible to be used to make the maise kinyin. But to be nikne al yedei kinyin chalipin, you could be matbeya also. And he brings a raya, mida dehave apere l'Rav Nachman. Just like we have something similar, peres according to Rav Nachman. Peire le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that Peire is loy of the chalipin. Rav Nachman holds you need a keli, dum ye denal. So midi dava Peire le Rav Nachman, Peire le Rav Nachman, lav afal gav de inhu loy of the chalipin. According to Rav Nachman, you cannot use a Peire to make a kinyan chalipin, aber aknu ye mikne be chalipin. But you could be makne peiris with chalipin. Tivonami loishna. So a matbeya also, the sole machlokes is if you can use a matbeya to make kinyan chalipin. But to be makne matbeyas ayedei kinyan chalipin, everyone will agree that you could. Let us see Rashi. Rashi. Afilu leman da omar ein matbeye nasa chalipin liknois eshekenegdoi. It cannot be koine that what's shekenegdoi. He's giving this for that. So a matbeye is not sufficient to be koine eshekenegdoi. Aknuye mikne bechalipin. But you could be makne matbeyes bechalipin. So Rashi says, what is chalipin? Kinyin suda oi metaltalin. If you make a kinyin suda oi metaltalin, shekinegdoi koinei oisoi bechalipin. So the one who gave the suda or the metaltalin, so he will be koinei de matbeyes bechalipin. Through kinyan chalipin, mikivin shemoshach bal hamadbeya hachalipin. Since the owner of the madbeya was moshach the chalipin, mishekenegdoi from the person who was kenegdoi. That means we have he wants to be makta madbeyas. Nikna hamadbeya lebal asuda. So the madbeya is nikne to the bal asuda. I just like to say a shtikul ha'orem. When we started learning the sugya, this how kinyan chalipin works, there was one mahalach which we did not go into, but there's a machlokes, the Chazaynish, the Chedushim Be'urim, and perhaps in Friedeke we see this machlokes. There is a kinyan chalipin of an exchange of tmura, an exchange, machlepora bachamor. We're exchanging two chafetzim. Then there is a kinyan suda. A kinyan suda, l'chayre, is not an exchange, not exchanging the suda. Let's say someone is makne a behema for a suda, so it's not an exchange. L'chayre is a mokim to say suda is a ma'ase kinyan. But it's not an exchange. We can't put this into the same category of tmura. The Chazenish says, he once had a raya that Rashi and Ksubis also seems to hold like this, that suda is also a tmura. That we are machshev the suda to be equal to the dovar hanikne. So suda is also a tmura. And that's the ma'aseh kinyan. We're exchanging suda for a behemah. And the character is saying, Yishmuchitzer, so if it's an exchange, so why do you have to pay for the behemah? We finished. He made an exchange. He says, yeah, it's an exchange, but there's a kinyan also. But the Chazanish learns that the Maise kinyan of Suda is also a tmura dikedin. That's the tzura of the Maise kinyan. So we were machshev the Suda keneged the dover hanik. I think the lashon of Rashi would also seem to say like this. Rashi says, iknu yim mikne b'chalipen, an exchange. So Rashi says, two cases of an exchange, kinyin suda, oy metaltalin, that the noisin gave a suda, or metaltalin, shekinegdoi, koinoi, oisoi, b'chalipen, that the one shekinek de kainei oisoi bechalipin mikivin shem moshach bala madbeye achalipin shekinek de lechere means that the makne is kainei oisoi bechalipin as an exchange mikivin shem moshach bala madbeye achalipin the exchange Mishikenegdoi, from the one who's giving him, Nikna Madbeya Labala Suda. So Rashi was Posach Besuda, Sayim Besuda. The middle Rashi says, I metaltalim, Shemoshar Ba Madbeya Hachalipin, the exchange. To Rashi, it would seem that Suda is also a Chalipin, the Kedin. It's not two dinim. It's an exchange. So there's also an exchange for the Dover Hanikne. Al Koponim, Sarapopi said that Amadvei is Nikta Bechalipim Mididava Peiris L'Rav Nachman. Kol Dover She'enei Kli Kori Peiri L'Gabi Chalipim. U'pligi Rav Sheishis V'Rav Nachman L'Kamon B'Shmaitin. Da'oma Rav Nachman now Davke ksiv. Rav Nachman holds by kinyan chalipin, you need a nal, a keli, shei keli. V'loi shum dovo, she'enei keli, oisa chalipin. But something that is not a keli, so it can't make chalipin, you need dumye de nal, the posik, sholof ish nali, v'nosan l'reyeyu. U'moidu, but Rav Nachman, who holds that Peiri loy of the chalipin, umaydohu shekol dovol shekineged akli, but everything that is kineged the kli in exchange for the kli, nikne b'chalik pe'akli becomes nikne as an exchange for the keli. Here you don't need a keli. Dersiv Rashi bin Zaposik lekayim kol dovol. That means that anything can be nikne through a keli. Alme, aval gav de peiri loy of the chalipin liknois shekenegdoi. Even though a peiri cannot make chalipin to be koine that what is shekenegdoi, that is giving the peiri for something else, aber niknehu bechalipin shel keli. But it will be nikne in exchange for a keli, mikivin shemoshach bala peiris es a keli. If the bala peiris was meishach the keli, nikne peiris le balakeli. So the peiris will be nikne to the balakeli. That is the halacha according to Rav Nachman. Even though you need a keli to make inyan chalipin, shalavish naloi, but the dova hanikne, there we have a posik lekayim kol dova. Anything can be nikne through chalipin. And you can be kaine peiris also. So who are they? You can be kaine matbeye. And here it's very good, the vial. We had learned Rashi. Rashi said the chesaron of a matbeye is not a dova mesuyim, it's not a dova sholem. It has to be dumye denal. Rashi said before the chesaron of matbeye is since tzuras avida de botlot sadav sheni mesuyim b'sholaim ulekama matin and sadav sheni mesuyim edechsiv nal. So Rapopis Cheshbin is beautiful. Just like Rav Nachman said, a peirile of the chalipin, because you need dum yedinal, af al pikein peiris are nikne al yedei chalipin, because it's lakayim kol dovo. So Rapopis says the same thing, if matbeirile of the chalipin, because also dum yedinal, the way Rashi said, you need a dovo sholem, a dovo mesuyim, aber to be kaine matbeis, is it could be kaine, because lakayim called dova. The cheshbin of Rapopo lechere is made. Frek the Gemara, meisevei. Frek the Gemara, the cheshbin is beautiful, but we have a raya not like this. Haya oimed begoiren, a person was standing in a goiren, ve'ein beyodai mois, and he doesn't have money. And we'll see that here we are speaking about a person who possesses Peres Maiser Sheni, and he wants to be Mechalo the Peres Maiser Sheni. But he doesn't want to be Mechalo himself, because then he'll have to be Maisef Chaimish. But there's someone else with him in the Goyrim, and he wants that the chilul should come about through someone else, that someone should give him the money, and that's how the peiris will be nischalo. Now, the someone else that was with him didn't have money, and he didn't have money. This is a problem. So, and he wants to make a chilul. Ha'yayimid begayren ve'ein b'yodei moiz. So let us see Rashi the Baal. What would be, if there would be money? So Rashi says, Ve'ein b'yodei mois, V'reitze l'chalol meiser shaloi. He wants to be mechalol his meiser sheni. U'laharim b'pidyoine, to make a harome b'pidyoine. L'chalol al yedei mekach u'memkach. He wants to make a harome, that the chilul will come about through mekach u'memkach. Shemoichoi le'ish acher, he's going to sell his meiser sheni to someone else. Kidei shelo yischayev chaimish, that he should avoid paying a chaimish. Versiv. In goel yigal ish mi meisroi, if a person will be paid his own maaser sheni, chamishisa yosef, mi maaseroi, v'loi aloi keyach maaser sheni shalachay. So now, Rashi seems to be saying that if Yena would have money, or he would have money and he could be makne the money to the second person that's in the Goyim, so then we would have a beautiful harome. That means we have the Baal HaMaiser Sheni is Reuven. The other person in the Goyim is Shimon. If Shimon would have money, so Shimon would give him money. And through this he'd purchase the Maiser Sheni of Reuven. So then it would come out that Reuven's Maisa Sheni belongs to Shimon. Shimon's money belongs to Reuven. The money of that Reuven acquired is Kedusha's Maisa Sheni. The Peiris that Shimon acquired are Chulin. And you don't need a Chaimish because this was not a Pidyon al Yedei HaBailim. It wasn't Im Goel Yigal Ish Mi Maisroi. It was this, the second person gave him money to acquire his Peiris. That would be good if the second person would have his own money, or the first person would have money to give to him, and will do the Spielechel, and will make a Chilul of Maisa Sheni through Mekach HaMemka. But we have a problem. Ve'ein b'yodei mois. No one has money. No one has money. They want to be mechalel the ma'aseh sheni. No one has money in the goyim. Oymer l'chaveiroi. So now the Baal HaPeiris, let's say the Baal HaPeiris was Reuven. Harei Peiris arlolo nesunim l'cho b'matonim. So Reuven says Shimon, take these payers, be kind of these payers. Why I'm giving you the payers? Zetrashi, are payers halolu shel meiser sheini. These payers of meiser sheini, nisunim lecha b'matona. I'm giving you these payers. Umi kivon shekonon ze b'matona. Now, Shimon was kind of the payers b'matona. Nase horishain nochi etzlom. Now, Reuven is not a bailam on these payers. That's past history. Once was a bailam. But now, Reuven gives these payers to Shimon. V'yuchal if doisom beloi chaimish. Now, Reuven can be paid the Shimon's payers without a sophist chaimish because it's not his payers. He gave them to Shimon. Now, let us just mention a shtickle ha'ore, or perhaps elaborate a little later on this ha'ore. Rashi says we're speaking about Maisa Sheni. If Maisa Sheni is mom and gavoye, it's a machlekes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei was Maisa Sheni is mom and gavoye, Rabbi Yehuda was Maisa Sheni is mom and hadyet. And there's a Gemara in Kedushin that would seem to say, according to Rameya, you can't give Maisa Sheni b'matone, because it's mom and gavoye. It doesn't belong to Reuven. It's mom and gavoye. You can't give it to Shimon. Here it says that Reuven is giving the Maisa Sheni to Shimon. As she says, Reperes halolu shal Maisa Sheni, nesunim lecho b'matone. Mikivin shekonam zebe matone. So Rashi says Shimon was kain. So how can he give him a matone? How can he give him a matone? So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says two mahalchim, but the Loshna of Rashi would seem like what? That is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. My Shesheni mom and head yet. She can give him a matone. Fine. So now, that's how we'll learn Pshat in this Rashi. And Mikimin Shekonam Zebe Matone. Rashi says that the Sheini was Kaine Be Matone. Nasa Rishin Nochi Etzlom V'yuchal If Doisem Beloi Chaymish. Now, the Rishin can be paided Beloi Chaymish. Right. So now, the Peiris belong to Shimon. And now, Reuven wants to be paid the payers. Now, b'chay zeboima, now Reuven says, arei hein mucholin al moish sheyesh li bebayis. Now Reuven says like this, I don't have a penny here in the Geirin, but I have money in the house. So arei hein mucholin al moish sheyesh li bebayis. So the Maisa Sheni Shimon that belongs to you, I'll be mechalo your Maisa Sheni with my money. I'll be mechalo it. Let us see what Rashi says. V'choy zavoyma, erei perish shel Maisa Sheni shelcho, your
Maisa Sheini Peres. Yom Cholalim Al Moy Sheyesh Li Bebayis Shebi Nischalo An Mai Mois. V'yikna ha-maisa raze es ha-mois v'yeitze l'chulun. The Loshen v'yikna is unclear. L'chulun means it'll be nitvas, kedushas, maisa, and this mois v'yeitze l'chulun. So that means the peiris which belong to Shimon will be nischalo al yedei my mois. Now, let us just mention another nekudado. There's a big problem. How can Reuven be Mechalo Shimon's Peres? There's a Taisus in Baba Kame that says that I can't be, by Hegdish there's a din, that says Reuven is Magdish Achefetz, everyone can be Mechalo it, you don't need the Bailim. By Maisa Sheini, Taisus says there's no such din, I can't be Mechalo it. It's his Maisa Sheini, I'll be Mechalo, Shimon is Maisa Sheini, I'll be Mechalo your Maisa Sheini, Shkayev. Who are you to be Mechal? So Al Kolchoch is speaking about that Reuven is doing it for Shimon. He's doing it for Shimon. No, Kan Shoyel Ben, he's doing it for Shimon, and Shimon is the Bailam, and I'm doing it for Shimon. So what did we accomplish? So there's a Meduber, we won't get that, but it's that Shimon's money. It's Reuven's money. That, what is the dinai sofis chaymish, is Shimon's peiris and Shimon's money, and then you have to be myself a chaymish. But here the chilul is through Reuven's money al Shimon's peiris. It's a schiyadik din, or you don't need schiyad, there's a whole tumul in achaynim. But pshat is, I'm doing it for you, you're maskim, I should do it. I'll be mechalul, I just gave you peiris. I gave you peiris. I forgot we learned to Rashi. That means when I'm giving him the peiris, Yena doesn't say a shekeich and send him a thank you card. No, he realizes he's a oyavoy. V'yedeyavoy sheina oisa lipotem min achaymish. Later, after the whole spiel, he's going to give him the peiris. Okay, but that's... I don't know if we speak about it, but Al Kaponim, this is understood. That's Oya Boy V'yedeya. So now the Peres belong to Shimon. Reuven has money in his house. So I say the Kedusha of the Maiso Sheini, the Kedusha of the Maiso Sheini that is on your Peres should be Nischalo on the money in my house. V'yeitze L'chula. This is chilul. This lochere is not the seder that Rashi said before of mekech hamemka. Mekech hamemka would be if there would be mois, if Shimon would have money, so Shimon gives Reuven money and he's kind of the peiris. So that's derech mekech hamemka. Here we will see the Reuven has no way to give Shimon the money. If Reuven had a way to give Shimon the money, he gives Shimon the money. So he can't give Shimon the money. So this is zicher not derech mekech memcha. This is zicher derech chilu. The pshat is, it's my money, it's your peiris. I'm being mechalo, your peiris and my money. And your peiris become chulen, my money gets kedushas maisa. And shalom al yisrael. So this is a chilu of Reuven's money, Shimon's peiris and Reuven's money. And Reuven is making the chil. So if we learn the Mishnah Elach, the Mishnah gives us a whole akdome. Hayayimid begayrin ve'ein biyodei mois. That means there's no money. That means like this. It seems if there'd be money in the goyrin, so then we wouldn't do this. Then, if there'd be money in the Goyren, so then Reuven would give Shimon money, and Shimon would buy the Peres from Reuven. We'll see why in a minute. That would be ideal. But the Mishnah is coming to tell us, Abba ve'ein biyodei mamon. We have a problem. Let's face reality. He, there's no money, so then Reuven is makta the Peres, then Reuven is machalo the Peres of Shol Shimon, Al Ma'isav Sheyesh Loi Besoich Beisav. Taime de ein biyodei mois, hoim yesh biyodei mois. But if Reuven would have money, liknele leidach b'mishiche, then there'll be a different seder. We would not give the peiris to Shimon, we would give the money to Shimon, uporik, and Shimon would make the pidyon, the hochi odif, the havalei nochi. Shimon is a nochi. That means like this, l'cheh was in the Loshon of Rashi, that means we're making an omer. We're making an omer, which perhaps meikadin is permissible, but vinishvi, it's the less we see the omer, the better it is. It's we try to hide the omer. So now, if Reuven would have money, he'd give Shimon money, the money. No, giving Shimon the money is mamish kosher v'yosra. He's giving Shimon money. Shimon, who is not at all a bailam on the peiris, Shimon is mamish, a strange person. Shimon is mechal of the peiris. This looks glat, kosher v'yosher. There's not even a reyach of an olma over here, because the poide is a strange person who does not have any bailas on the peiris. The poide is being poide with his money, the peiris of Reuven. That's glatik, that's mayad. We can't do this because there's no money in the goyrim. If there's no money in the goyrim, so we can't be makne Shimon the money because there's no money in the goyrim. So therefore all we have is peiris in the goyrim. So then we have to go in his makne, Reuven is makne Shimon the peiris. Shimon makes a mashiach on the peiris. And now, who's making the pidyon? Reuven. Now, that smells a little fishy. Reuven, you know, he's making the pidyon. A minute ago, he was the Baal HaPeiris, and now he's... It's a little... Here, it's more nikir, the olmo. The poide is the previous Baal HaPeiris. So then we see the olmo already. He poide on his money in his house. These peiris were his 5 minutes ago, and now he's... We see the Omer. So this is not a desirable Omer, but the Tanna says sometimes if there's a difficult matzav, hechech lo yegune. That's what the Tanna is telling us. Taime, the ein biyodei mois, from yesh biyodei mois, likne leili idach b'mishicha, then the seder would be different. Then Reuven, the Baal HaPeiris, would be makne his mois to Shimon. Uporik, and Shimon would be poide, the hochi odiv. The avalei nochi, then the poide is not the Baal HaPeiris. Never was the Baal HaPeiris. So then that's better. Fine, let us see Rashi. Taime the ein biyodei mois. Diktoni the ein biyodei mois. It says that Reuven does not have any money. Shmamino, dimhoya biyodei moi sham begoyrim. If Reuven would have money in the goyrim, hoya oimalaya tana lasis kain, then the tana would not tell him to do this eitzah, ala mois alolo yemoisa lechaveiroi. He'd give over the money to Shimon, or makna oisam loy b'mishich, he'd be maknam the money b'mishich, or porik v'chaveire zeh, poides ha-meiser, and the schaba will be poides ha-meiser. The hochi odif, she'ein niris ome kol kach li potam in ha-chemesh, here you don't see the ome, because the poides is not the Baal HaPeiris. So Memele say we don't see the Yom. He just gave him money and he's paid the, he's with his money, he's paid the Reuven's Peiris. Now with his no money, so Memele you have to be Makna the Peiris. And who is the Poide? The previous Baal HaPeiris with his money. Here we see the Yom. Fragt the Gemara an Rav Poppe, the Amrit Matbeye Nikne Bachalipen. If you'll say matbeya nikne bachalipen, nikne lei mois lahayech agav suda, the lifreik. So fact the Gemara, so if you hold matbeya nikne bachalipen, So let's make a Mehuda Dika Omer. Let's go. Let Shimon give Reuven a Suda. And for the Suda, Reuven will be makdim his money. Now the money belongs to Shimon. Now Shimon will be Mechalo the Peiris on his money. And that's Klatik, that's Mehudadik. So if Matbei and Nikne Bechalipen, so why didn't they do this? Is Araya not like Rav Popper? That Matbei is not Nikne Bechalipen. Right? So the Gemara says, the less lay Suda. No. Shimon doesn't have a Suda. Now we have to understand the Gemara is saying a very broad statement. What does it mean he doesn't have a Suda? You don't need a Suda. You can use a couple. You can use any. So Pshat, he's a Gavra Orum. He doesn't have any clothing. We're speaking about a Gavra Orum. And Reuven is also a Gavra Orum. Because, I mean, that's a. If Reuven would have clothing, so let Reuven give something to Shimon, and then Shimon, then Vita will go and it'll give him the Suda, give him the Suda, and it'll be Maknim the money, and maybe Aromel Mahadrim in a Mahadrim. And so speaking about a Gavra Tiloi, no clothing. More later we'll speak about this. It's a very modern tzir, but al kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. Let's see what Rashi says. Nikninu nel the Rashi. So the Gemara answered, but there's no suda. The nikninu nelei agav karke. So the Gemara says, fine. So let him be makted the money with agav. That means, let hoymen begoyrim. Fine, there's no clothing. But al koponim, there's a, they're standing in the goyrim. So let Reuven be makne Shimon, al Shimon be koine a shtickle of the karke, and agav the karke be koine the moyeshe besoich beisi. And then that money will belong to you, and then you'll make the pidyim. So the Gemara says, the less lay karka, they don't possess any karka also. Fact the Gemara, v'oimid begoyrin k'toni, I mean, what are you telling me? V'oimid begoyrin sheini shalai. Speaking with not his goyrin, the tefillah is there, but it's not his goyrin. V'goyrin sheini shalai. Fact the Gemara, v'ichpo tane lashminon, Gavre artiloi, the less lay the loy klum. Means you're telling me, I asked that what base nick the bachalipin, so let him be makne the money, let Reuven be makne his money to Shimon. So he's saying it's speaking about, by two gavre artiloi is it speaking about. The less, and the Tane is speaking about if such a case occurs, how do you make a Roma? You give the payers. Please. I mean, if the Tana is speaking about such a far-fetched case, so that's a big doichik to say that it's speaking about the Gavrati Loi. So Mestom is speaking about that they do have clothing. You could make Kinyan Chalipin. And why can't you make? Why didn't they make Kinyan Chalipin? Because Matbei is not Nikna Bachalipin. Not like Rav Popper. Rav Popper was the one that said that even though Matbei ain't a Nasa Chalipin is Nikna Bachalipin, we don't paskin like Rav Popper. It's wrong. Of Kifrei. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Nikninu Nele Agav Karke. Gemara asked, why isn't Reuven makne his money to Shimon Agav Karke? Yitin lo yize bal hamaise karke bechazoke, she bekoine the karke bechazoke, vi imoen amois, and together with the karke, he should be kind of the moish yeshle besoich beisoi. ומי שיחזיק זה בכך יהיו המויס קנויס לבחמוקים שאין, תסנא נחוסן שאין למחייס, ניקנים לנחוסן שיש למחייס בכסף בשטר בחזוקים. Right, so why didn't you do this? וחברי זה יוימה, and now, the chaver that has the money will say, הרי פרס הלולו מחולולין על מויס שיש לי בבסך. Now he'll be מחלו the Paris. The Hochi Yodif. The Havalein Echo. He's making the Chilul. And he's a stranger. V'ach Kushila Apope Loi Makshina. Now this Kasha let us make with Agav is nothing to do with Rapope. Rapope just said that Matbeya Nikne Bechlibim. So that was the first Kasha let us make Kinyin Suda. And that Rapope said it tells us speaking about a Gavra al Tiloi. Fine. Now we're asking a new Kasha. Fine. But why isn't he Makne Ba'aga? This is not a Kasha and Rapope. This is Tamazoya Kasha. Halot Mui Kametame Amas Nisim. Now, Agav Urche, I'd like to just mention Ashtikul Ha'ore. When the Gemara asks, be makne the money Agav Karke, so here Rashi says, and how will the Chilul be? That the Shimon will say the Peres. Shimon will say the Peres, your Peres are Mechulul on my money. She yeshli b'soich basic. So Vaisa is here, not the way Rashi said in the beginning, derech mekech hememka. L'chayre, you could make again, it could be makt again, the mois, with agav, it could be makne to him. Here Rashi says, for some reason, derech hilu. We'll make derech hilu. So we have to know why Rashi before said derech mekech hememka, and here Rashi says derech hilu. Toch odiv tadelei nucho. Let's make it this way. Fragte Gemore, ich bol tane, nisasik atane vetorach, lohoilois lonu aloche bedover sheine motzi. That he's coming to teach us aloche bedover sheine motzi. She odom oimed begoirem orum, that he's standing in a goitel orum. Alalav shmamino. That could be begoyren sheni shaloi. That could be avol suder yeshloi. But he has a suder. Lohi peiris soch litaloi b'matane. Sheina mois nikne b'chalipim. Because mois is not nikne b'chalipim. So the Gemara is moichiach from this beraisa that mois is not nikne b'chalipim. Agavuche, I saw they bring down from the Chassam Sefer. I mean, it seems Rashi says Gavra Artiloi, the Mor says Gavra Artiloi. So Rashi says Agavra Orum. Artiloi means Lacheri is very poor. Rashi says Agavra Oimed Begoir and Orum. Mamish doesn't have any clothing. So the Chassam Sofer asks, if he doesn't have any clothing, you make a broche, b'shas pidyon meiser, and Orem is not allowed to make a broche. So, I mean, it seems to meiser, you make a pidyon, give him the peiris, and if it's a gabra Orem, so how could you be mechal of the meiser, you have to make a broche. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer wants to say that it's not speaking about a gavra orum. A gavra orum means the clothing that he's wearing doesn't belong to him. So by sudi, you need it has to be shaloi. So atiloi means he's very poor. He doesn't have his own clothing, but not orum. I mean, Rashi seems to learn that it's orum. So the Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara brings a raya from this that matbeya is not nikne b'chalipin. I just like to mention there's a shita mekabetzes that asks Akasha. The Gemara says the less lay sudah. So the chayrach hakdashit mekebetzes, but according to Rav Sheshes that holds peri of the chalipin, so let him take one peri and give it, let Reuven give Shimon one peri, and let Shimon be kinder the money with the peri, if you'll peri of the chalipin. This is Amir de Kikasha. God, if you hold the peri of the chalipin, it's not kasha. If you hold peri of the chalipin, this is a kasha. So Taisus Arosh says a teretz that it's speaking about, it goes according to Rameya, that my shesheni is momming the voin, he can't be makna the peri. So there's a shrekloche kasha, so if it's going according to Rameya, so I say, how does he makna all the peri? This kasha, they ask on the Tosfos Arosh, the Beis Halevi says a teretz, but we won't go into this. Zok the Gemara weiter. So we have a raya not like Rav Papa. Va'af Rav Papa hoda bei, ki hoda Rav Papa havelei treisa alfei dinri beichezoi. Rav Papa had 12,000 dinri beichezoi, it was a pekodin, Akninu, and he wanted to get it back from the Bechezoi, and the Bechezoi would not give it to someone if he doesn't have a kinyan in the money. Is Akninu Rav Shmuel bar Ache agav asifa de Beisa? So he's makna the money to Rav Shmuel bar Ache with kinyan agav. He made a chazake in the Miftah Nabayis, and with that he was maximum the money. He also, when Rav Shmuel Barache came back, Norfet La'apay Atavach, he wanted to be Makabal Ponim Atavach. So the Shaila is, why would he have to maximum the money with Agav, let him be maximum the money with Chalip, and so see Rav Papa was Chayzen. Va'af Rav Papa hodabay ma'idoma matbay nikna b'chalipin, va'kninu l'Rav Shmuel sho yoheilich l'shom kidei shi yevim loy, That's why he had to be makne the money to Rav Shmuel. So if it's Ivdu, they won't be to be. Okay, see with the base, if the base, Alma, we did look like Nia, Agav Kaka, Shmamina, Makbeya, Niknam, Bechalipin, Atovach, Shem Moke. Before we see Taisvis, there's a Taisvis in Baba Kame that says that Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Darabono. We learn now from Apostolic and Nach, the Shaila is if it's a Kinyan Daraisa or a Kinyan Darabono. Now, if we, according to Taisvis in Baba Kame, the Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Darabono, the Gemara asked Akashi Shebamaknim the money with Kinyan Agav. So there's a tremendous problem. If the money only belongs to Shimon, midrabbonon, how could he be mechalo ma'isa sheini d'araisa? This is a kasha, and there's oiskishpalt from this toisviz, a kinyan d'rabbonon mahani l'daraisa. That if midina d'rabbonon, it's your money, hefke bezen hefke, so that makes it yours minatoyer. Which is a big machlekes harishonim, but if we hold that agav is ad rabbonon, it's muchach this yisod. Let us see Teisvis. V'nikninu nelei agav karke. Abaraise porich k'de perish Rashi. This is tamazoy akashe on the baraise. That means there is no money, so he doesn't have any money, so then we mark the money with agav. V'yeshloima bad Rav Papa porich. No, it's not a kasha on the barais, it's a kasha on Rav Papa. Yamret v'yeshloima de'ein makbeya nikne b'chalipin. Mayri sheyesh lei suda. It could be here's a suda. Be'ein lei karke. V'hashto lei havi ati loy. That means here's a suda. He doesn't have karke. Ali makbeya nikne b'chalipin. Umayri shein loy suda, begam tzorich leim the mayri begoyren shein shaloi. Ich bo tane kule hai, that it means, that was the Gemara's kasha is, that if you according to you have to say is a gavra al teloini doesn't even have karke either. Aber so weit. Wo dam aber oimet bedoirim toni la pirchi ala masik la musa the mairi the less like karke. Just feel so you'll have to say that a speaking body doesn't have a karke. The kosher the liknele hamois boido kmoishekona Rav Mori, Meirova, Idei, Eidosoi, Shal Issa, Beperik Mishe Meis, Afo Pishe, Yinu, Yoidim, Shloi Hoye, Shaloi Tchile, Vuadin Bebori, Mide Kananu, Rav Mori, Afo Gav, Lehavi, Bar, Yerush. Now let us just explain Toisvus Kasha. There's a Moira Dike Gemore, a Mesechtes Mishe Meis, Issa Giyore was bo al rochel pasmar shmuel when he was a goy. And then he was megayer himself. And then she had a son, Mori. He's called Mori bar rochel. Because it was heirosai shaloi bekdushe, leidosai bekdushe, but he was never meyuches to his father. His father was a goy b'shas heroin, and
you would be